USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A top Fed Reserve official said he'd toss a coin to decide on a potential interest rate hike next month. Speaking to the Wall Street Journal, Atlanta Fed President Rafael Bostic says he's unsure how much the central bank would raise rates. Specifically, he was talking about either a half point or three quarters of a point increase. Investigators say the McKinney fire in California was potentially sparked by a 60-foot-tall ponderosa pine leaning on power lines, the largest fire in the state, burning over 60,000 acres and killing four people, is still under investigation. A federal judge is getting ready to decide if the affidavit used to execute the search warrant at former President Trump's home in Florida will be unsealed. This comes after the Justice Department submitted its proposed redactions. USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Students, activists, and advocates are gathering in Lafayette Square in Washington, D.C. to celebrate President Biden's decision to forgive some federal student loans. The president of the National Education Association, Rebecca Pringle, says the federal student loan forgiveness was desperately needed.
For decades, we have struggled with a student loan crisis that holds back our community, our economy, and crushes the dreams of millions of Americans.
People who make less than $125,000 a year are eligible to receive up to 10 grand in federal student loans forgiven. Tennis star Novak Djokovic says he won't compete in this year's U.S. Open. This comes as Djokovic remains unvaccinated against COVID-19 and can't travel to the United States as a result. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Heavy rain led to flash flooding in and around Jackson, Mississippi on Wednesday. Canton resident Leotha Robinson describes the impact of the rushing water.
We got trees growing up in the ditch, couches, chairs, tables, everything down in that ditch, and the water can't go nowhere.
The flooding is so bad in the city that schools were forced to close early. Some residents had to be rescued by first responders, and multiple crashes were reported from cars hydroplaning. A candidate in a Senate race that's drawing a lot of attention is speaking out regarding debates. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
The balance of the Senate in November could very well fall into the state of Pennsylvania. The race between Republican Mehmet Oz and Democrat John Fetterman. Dr. Oz has called for televised debates for the Commonwealth, and Mr. Fetterman has not committed to any debates. Dr. Oz on Newsmax last night.
The issue really is he's unwilling to come out and defend his far left radical positions on almost every major issue that would pertain to voters in Pennsylvania. And he's ducking the debates. I've offered and I've accepted five debates from major news organizations. And all he's got to do is say yes to a couple of them. He's in previous campaigns agreed to debate, but not this time.
NASCAR drivers getting ready to strap in for some super speedway racing at Daytona International Speedway. The race taking place this Saturday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.